This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Steak Shapiro sitting out with Bo Johnson across the glass. Mike Conti's coming in. Also, we'll be talking to Algie Crumpler, playing buy or sell, just writing his buy or sell. I got some great stuff for him coming up. Brandon Lang will join us, talk point spreads over the weekend. And I asked the question, like, when's the last time a company, a corporation, a restaurant, a hotel group, when's the last time that you really were angry enough, right? You see all the vitriol, and I mentioned some of the stuff that I just didn't really affect me. But I guess professional sports teams are certainly in that category. They're corporations. They're billion-dollar corporations. They're run by management. They're run by CEOs and general managers. They have a commitment to their consumer. So sports may be the number one most emotional that people get regarding a corporation, right? So we asked that question. Why also is because the YouTube TV thing is real. Their standoff with ESPN. For thousands of folks that have YouTube TV, you are not going to have access unless this thing gets fixed, and no sign that's going to get fixed quickly, unless this thing gets handled this weekend. It could go on for a while. You know, the Braves thing, how long did that Braves thing go on with Bally's? What, like 6 weeks? Last summer, Bo, went on a while, did it not? So, 404-726-0929. And, you know, if you don't have to mention the name of it directly, we don't want to start hammering advertisers, though I would probably figure that maybe unlikely that they're an advertiser if there's one of these things. But there's a chance for you to talk about it. Or do you agree with me? Life's too short. If I wake up every day and worry about, you know, there's a woke section of here and the world's coming apart, or, you know, this place is too conservative, or that place is too, whatever, dude. I just want to go to my kid's soccer game, have a couple of cold beers, have a nice TV, hang out with my fam, hang out with my family, you know, and hopefully it works out better than it did for Brian Kelly. We'll play some of the stuff from last night. A really bad night for anybody that thought the Dolphins were for real. Brad and Buckhead, you're on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. How you doing, Brad?
Hey, Steak. I'm doing great. Just want to say I listen all the time and love the whole crew on the show, but it's always fun to hear you go on your tirades for a show every once in a while, too. So,
thank you, Brad.
Mine was last Friday. I had to drive to South Carolina, about 750 miles round trip. So I decided I'd rent a car, and I show up. Have my wife drive me into Buckhead, pick up a car, and I get there, and they say, we don't have your car. You're welcome to wait until we get it. And I say, well, I'm not going to do that. And they say, well, we can offer you a premium car, but it's going to cost twice as much.
No way.
Well, I'm not going to do that either.
No way.
Yeah. So I call the 1-800 number while I'm there.
They don't have a car that you have made a reservation. You have a plan, because people don't travel like pell-mell. It's not like, you know, driving up the street to get a cupcake. Like, I have to be somewhere. And then they say,
exactly,
we'll upgrade you at your cost.
Correct. Yeah. So then I say, I'm not going to do that. And then I wait while I'm calling the 1-800 number to speak to someone like at the national level. And they come out and then they tell me that, sorry, all of our cars are getting oil changes or being washed. We don't have anything for you. So I was so mad that I walked 3.5 miles home so that I could decompress before I had to deal with stuff for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that is just disrespecting a consumer at the absolute highest level. Do you set,
and I use these guys all the time.
I would imagine, and I know enough CEOs in this town, I would imagine that at some point if you write the right letter, the right email, the right phone call, there will be absolute handling. Have they handled it yet for you or not?
They offered me $25 credit towards my next booking.
Corporate? That was corporate?
Yes, that was corporate.
Well, I don't think you'll be working with them anymore. Thanks for the phone call.
Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. 404-726-0929. Last time you really got fired up enough about something. And there will be people that will be absolutely furious that are planning your Saturdays. But the good news is, if you want to give us the quickest solution, I think it is either the Fubo All In. So I was trying to explain this to my wife. Listen, I know you think we cut the cord and, you know, we have a new way of pay for our television content. But the reality is we're just streaming like 11 different things now. And then we got YouTube TV for over the air or like local. So Fubo, I have to watch the Hawks and the Braves. So that's part of it. But is there a quick fix for folks? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Love to hear. What was there ever a situation, and do you look back and say it was worth it or maybe not? Let's talk about the game last night for a second. Let's talk about the game last night because it is 4 days off of what we thought was the worst team in the NFL, one of them, the 1-6 Miami Dolphins rolling into Mercedes-Benz Stadium and playing the Falcons. There's no such thing as a must win, but... I mean, yeah, there are such things as must wins. Usually they happen in, you know, November and December, right? Not necessarily like in October. But when you go out to San Francisco and you are fairly healthy there and you're playing a completely depleted 49ers team and you blank the bed on a Sunday night and then you come home to play a moribund franchise with a quarterback and a head coach that are under incredible duress, when all that happens – and you are way worse than you were for San Francisco. And I mean way worse than you have put your season in the ultimate peril. And I think that's the perfect way to describe it. You have put in your season in the ultimate peril because now you have to play a back-to-back that anybody in the NFL would look at and go, if we're lucky, we go 1-1. Because you got to go to New England, who's won 5 in a row, the number one rated quarterback right now in the NFL, and then you're playing the number one team in the NFL in the Indianapolis Colts. So you put yourself in peril. And then maybe you go, listen, the NFL is a weird thing, man. NFL is a weird thing. Maybe the Dolphins are finally finding their way. Maybe Mike McDaniels and all that hype around that was overstated. Let's see how they do against Baltimore on Thursday night. It's 4 days later. I watched the locker room celebration by the Dolphins. They're ready to get back on track. They're ready to stack wins. No. 28-6, absolutely blown out of the building. If you bet the Dolphins, I'm sure people did, for +7.5, even though Lamar was back, you feel like an idiot today. Here's Lamar Jackson saying the Ravens are the team, not Miami, that is ready to go on a run, and every week is do or die for them. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I play that only because ESPN just posted this or somewhere. So a 13-minute press conference, he said 156 times. Like he is not okay. Like he is really unraveling under the demise. What is my point? There is a level of frustration and anger that is, I know it's the owner. Like you don't understand anything about Arthur Blank and the pressure he puts on his guys to win. And, yeah, okay. I don't know that you need a meeting with your owner every Monday like he has. Certainly needed one this week, Raheem. How did that happen? How did I insure you with a $4 billion franchise, and this is what you're doing with it? You're crushing our home crowd. You're giving him nothing to root for. We're a national TV. You embarrassed yourself the week before. You're damn right Raheem needs to meet with Arthur Blank. You're damn right he does. So the anger level after something like that is unbridled. When going watch the Dolphins last night and thinking about, or how about watching, who'd Carolina play last week? Buffalo? What was that final? Like 41-6? In Carolina, by the way, which everybody knows is the absolute easiest place to play as a road team, except us, 30-0. So you have set yourself up. The beauty of sports is you reap what you sow. The beauty is you get what you get, and you deserve every bit of it. And, you know, it's not going to prevent me from being a fan, but it's certainly they deserve all the smoke. They deserve it. I know Arthur Blank wants to win. And he's just putting guys in there that are supposed to be capable. Arthur Smith, number one candidate, got him. Raheem Morris, number one candidate, got him. I don't hire coordinators, Raheem. You do. Go hire your coordinators. I don't hire your coordinators or pick your quarterback, Arthur Smith. Pick your quarterback. I'm picking Desmond Ridder. I'm picking Marcus Mariota. Okay? So like, you know, if you want to complain because – you know, the Falcons are in a tailspin. I know, I don't know a lot, and I don't claim to be the smartest guy in radio or come out here and try to, you know, talk down to people or get offended if owners don't speak to me or get my feelings hurt. I don't care about any of that. But here's what I know. I've been around professional sports for almost 40 years. I know what great ownership is. I know what horrible ownership is. We have a good owner who puts guys in position. I know, oh, you suck. Why am I sucking up to him? He's a good owner. He's getting bad coaches and bad coordinators and everything else. It's not like he hung on Arthur Smith. The guy was gone in 3 years. You think Raheem's going to survive a 6-11 season or a 7-10? So, like, give the best facilities, give the fans an experience, do the right thing time and again, show that championships matter, do all those things, and then let the people you hire do something. If they don't do it, they get fired. I think that's what we do. But they have no margin for error. They have no window anymore. They got everything they deserve, this coaching staff. Nick's in Monticello. Nick, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Thanks for calling, buddy. What do you got?
Happy Halloween to you, buddy.
Thank you, bud.
Hey, thanks for reminding me of another company that I'm pissed off at, the Atlanta Falcons, being a season ticket holder for 10 years. But
you have the right to be. You have the right to be.
Yeah, man, it's tough. It's tough. I tell you, it's the earliest I left a game on a Sunday was this past Sunday in my tenure as a season ticket holder. But I'm calling about a big cell phone company, and I won't mention names because I'm sure they do some advertising with you guys. But I dropped this cell phone company probably about 6 or 7 months ago due to the cost. It just keeps going up with no reason for it. So I shopped around, found a better deal. And when I got online to check my balance on my contracts for my phones, the website was down that day. So I called and talked to a lady, and she said, "I don't show you owe any money right now on any of your any." And I said, "Well, okay. Well, that sounds great. Then I'm gonna go ahead and cancel everything today." Well, lo and behold, about 2 months later, I get a bill for $1,500.
Oh my God!
Well, when I call the company back, they even verified, because you know they record their calls for quality assurance. Even verified the lady told me that, but told me I still owe the money.
Wow.
So, you know, the consumer's never right is what I have learned to find out with the big companies.
And what makes life even worse? And good, you got human beings. Thanks for the call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
They make it so hard to cancel. They make it so hard to find a human body, right? They make it so hard to navigate. I don't care if the call's coming from India or Pakistan or Honduras. I mean, God bless. I don't mind, you know, nationalities, accents at all. But I just need a level of sometimes I really can't even understand sometimes, like, exactly what they're saying. The communication between us is very disjointed. And then I sound like the jerk going, I don't understand what you're saying. I can't make out what that is. And I'm not, nothing about me. It's like, I'm fine as long as I can understand what you're saying. And like when I go to you, hey, bro, I got to be able to return my boxes or this. And you know, I don't know, man. It's a frustration. YouTube TV, ESPN, your college football is all jacked up this weekend. I wish I could tell you better. It's all jacked up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.